Good morning. A comfortable start to the day across interior New York and New England as the dew point values have dropped off from the high levels that we've seen virtually all summer. So a little bit more pleasant to start the work week with a good amount of sunshine, certainly dry weather today. And it looks like with that sun, readings will climb into the upper 70s and lower 80s, and humidity values will remain on the lower side. High pressure is in control both at the surface and aloft and will dominate the weather right on through the night tonight, so we'll expect dry weather and mainly clear skies. And again, overnight lows will be in the 50s and lower 60s. On Tuesday, we'll start off the day dry with plenty of sunshine, but that high pressure center will retreat off the eastern seaboard, and a southerly wind flow will bring some clouds and moisture into the region through the afternoon. There is the chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms before the day is out, especially in the western Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. And then the rest of the region will have a better chance of showers and thunderstorms shortly after dark. High temperatures, though, on Tuesday before the clouds roll in will make it up to the 80-degree mark. The next system, moving out of the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley, will head in our direction on Tuesday night. Increasing chances of showers and thunderstorms will be the result, and temperatures will drop back into the 60s. That system, a low-pressure center moving down the St. Lawrence Valley and its associated cold front, will make its way through during the day on Wednesday, with scattered showers a good bet, especially in the morning, but even in the afternoon across New England before the front clears the coast, and high temperatures will make it into the upper 70s. Behind this system, a new area of high pressure will dominate the weather for the end of the week, so we'll go back to mostly sunny skies on Thursday and Friday. High temperatures both days in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and right now it looks like that high will dominate the weather into and through the weekend, and around the backside of it, even warmer temperatures. So with plenty of sunshine on Saturday and Sunday, highs will be in the lower to mid 80s both days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strengthening low-pressure system located in the Central Plains will continue to push eastward as it increases during the first part of the work week. An influx of warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico is helping to produce heavy rain and strong to severe storms near this system. Meanwhile, another cold front, originating in Canada, will continue to drive southward, bringing with it a much cooler air mass. These two systems are currently in fairly close proximity to one another and will continue to interact in the coming days, increasing the heavy rain potential. The Weather Prediction Center has issued a slight risk for excessive rainfall for portions of the mid and northern Mississippi Valley and the Ohio and western Tennessee valleys. On Tuesday, the flood risk will encompass an area from the lower Great Lakes to the central Appalachians. And fire weather remains a concern across the western United States. The combination of high winds and low humidity may contribute to igniting wildfires as we head into the work week. Several fire weather watches are currently in effect, including portions of Utah, Washington, and Montana. Due to the smoke pollution from ongoing wildfires, air quality alerts remain in place for large portions of Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and all of Montana. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 41 degrees, with a northeast wind at 13 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly clear skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 56, 85% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.12 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to 31 degrees for a low at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, upper 70s, Boston mostly cloudy in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 80 degrees, the low 66, the average temperature 73, that's 3 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 3.56 inches for the month, which is 1.31 inches above normal, and 25.62 inches for the year, which is 68 hundredths of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 97, set in 1937, and the record low, 45, in 1998. Sunrise this morning was at 6:07 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:49 p.m., 13 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with low humidity today and highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight in the upper 50s to around 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with low humidity today and highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny with low humidity today and highs near 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, chance of a late-day shower near 80. Showers and thunderstorms likely Tuesday night and Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy Wednesday afternoon in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny, upper 70s on Thursday, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be mostly sunny, near 80 on Friday, and in the lower, perhaps a mid-80s Saturday and Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.